The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, August 21st. What to know today about President Trump's plan to maybe cut taxes, his comments about a certain religion, and a mystery in Russia. Plus, why NASA plans to go to Jupiter's moon, Facebook's new privacy tool, and a new type of wireless headphones. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump is looking at ways he might be able to boost the economy, so he's thinking about cutting taxes. The first one he's talking about lowering is the payroll tax, at least temporarily. If that happens, your paycheck might be a bit bigger. That's because for many people, this tax is taken out of salaries for things like Medicare and Social Security. Though critics say those government programs need the money to stay funded. The Hill reports the president is also thinking about cutting capital gains taxes, which would mostly benefit the wealthy. They'd pay less money in taxes when they sell stocks, bonds, or other investments, but that will likely face challenges from Democrats if it does happen. It's important to note nothing has been decided yet. This is all just talk for now. But some critics question why Trump is looking at ways to boost the economy if he really thinks the economy is strong. Remember, he's been brushing off some economists' concerns of a possible recession in the near future, yet he's still pushing the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates, a move that usually only happens when the economy is in fact struggling. Trump says he's always looking at tax cuts and ways to improve. Stay tuned. President Trump is facing some backlash over comments he made about American Jews. It started when he was asked about the two members of Congress, both Democrats, who have criticized Israel and recently weren't allowed into the country. One of those lawmakers, Representative Ilhan Omar, suggested the U.S. should consider cutting financial aid to Israel. Well, Trump's response to that, he said any Jewish people who vote for Democrats are showing, quote, either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty. The Washington Post reports those comments are causing criticism from people on both sides of the aisle and some Jewish organizations. That even Trump's use of the word disloyalty in that context is an anti-Semitic trope that has been used to attack Jews in the past, known as dual loyalty, to claim Jews are more devoted to Israel than their own countries. Other critics say it's all part of Trump's efforts to divide the country based on race and religion. But the Republican Jewish Coalition is defending Trump, arguing that he was only saying people would be disloyal to themselves. And one last thing of note about President Trump. Remember how he had thought about buying Greenland for the U.S.? The ice-covered, self-ruling Danish territory that's the world's biggest island? Well, Denmark's prime minister said it's not for sale. So now Trump canceled his planned trip to Denmark next month. So we've been keeping an eye on a story that's still developing, but it has to do with a deadly explosion in Russia earlier this month. It happened on August 8th, and the New York Times reports scientists believe it was some sort of nuclear accident. But here's the thing. Russia still won't say exactly what happened or how much radiation was actually released. In fact, after the blast, sensors that check radiation went offline at four different monitoring stations, which Russia blames on technical issues. The AP reports at another station about 25 miles from the explosion, sensors showed radiation levels were in fact up. As you can imagine, that's raising some red flags. Some say it's a bit too similar to what happened during the Chernobyl nuclear disaster in 1986, when a nuclear plant exploded and Russia tried to cover it up. A recent HBO miniseries was based on that disaster. But Russian officials say they aren't covering anything up this time, and Russian President Vladimir Putin says people in Russia are safe and they're monitoring the situation. There are also questions about whether or not a nuclear weapon was being tested. CNN says the U.S. thinks it was a nuclear-propelled cruise missile. More to come on this one. NASA is getting ready to go to Jupiter's moon, Europa, which scientists say is a big step in searching for life beyond Earth. Engadget reports Europa is potentially the best candidate for life in our solar system, other than Earth, of course. It has a crust covered in ice, and if there's water under that surface, there may be life there. And now NASA got the go-ahead to move forward with sending a spacecraft. But it's not an easy mission, in part because of the price tag, but mostly because of the moon's environment. The BBC reports Jupiter has a strong magnetic field, and a spacecraft could get trapped inside of it. So a special one had to be made. It won't actually land on Jupiter's moon, but it will do a series of flybys and test the surface from there. To be clear, humans are not going, just the spacecraft. The launch is set to happen by the year 2025. We have more news ahead for you, but let's take a quick break right now to thank this week's sponsor, MM LaFleur. This is a company that designs thoughtful clothing with the on-the-go professional in mind. MM LaFleur offers machine-washable and wrinkle-resistant fabrics, adjustable hems, and more. And each item is designed with versatility in mind so you get the most out of each outfit. Plus, the company's expert stylists are right there to help you to create your ideal work wardrobe. They even have an award-winning newsletter that includes career advice and styling tips. I love to get ideas for work clothes because I want to look and feel my best while also not really having to spend that much time or energy on it. So right now, new customers can get $25 toward their first purchase with the code NEWSWORTHY. Check it out or tell the women in your life. Just visit mmlaflore.com/newsworthy for more details and to redeem this $25 gift. That's mmlaflore.com/newsworthy, and you can find that link in today's show notes. Now back to the news. Facebook is revealing a new tool to try and show that the company cares about privacy and transparency. The tech company is rolling out a new feature that lets you decide which browsing data Facebook is allowed to see. In other words, you can keep it from knowing which apps and websites you visit. Here's how it works. It's called the Clear History tool. You'll be able to see which apps and websites are tracking your activity and sending reports back to Facebook. From there, The Verge says, if you don't want Facebook to know what you're doing on those sites, you can tap Clear History to get rid of it. If you do that, Facebook might not be able to send you targeted ads. CNET says critics are worried people won't actually use the feature since there are multiple steps to it. It's available in Spain, Ireland, and South Korea right now, but will expand to other countries in the coming months. No exact word on when it'll hit the U.S. It's official now. The Apple credit card is out and available to everyone in the U.S. We've talked about this before. It was released to a small number of customers earlier this month, but it's now ready for everyone. Apple partnered with Goldman Sachs for this card. You get a physical version and a digital version that lives on your iPhone. TechCrunch says charges are color-coded for easier understanding. So, for example, if you spend money at restaurants, the card turns orange. You can use the card on an iPhone 6 or higher. New wireless earphones have hit the market, and they're not exactly like the rest of them. They're called Human headphones from a Seattle startup called Human, and they're a 3-in-1 product. So yes, you can use them as wireless headphones, but CNET says they also convert into a tiny, portable Bluetooth speaker, and they have a translate mode. So they don't look like typical headphones either. These aren't in-ear models like Apple's AirPods. They are over-the-ear headphones, so they kind of look like earmuffs, but without the headband part. You basically just clip them to your ears. To use them as a speaker, you hook them together, and the headphones can reportedly translate 11 different languages. They cost about $400 and are only available on the company's website for now. With all the different video streaming services now, it can be tough to keep up with your favorite shows and when the new seasons are available. Well, Netflix has a new feature now to help you never miss a season premiere again. The Verge says the feature is on the TV app under the latest section. Once you're there, you'll see the movies and seasons that will soon be released, and you can ask to be reminded when they're actually online. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And Work Wednesday is brought to you by MM LaFleur, the wardrobe solution for professional women. Live with purpose, dress with ease. This week, as many students start to go back to school or get ready to, we're talking about the college majors that lead to the highest-paying jobs after graduation. A ranking released this week from PayScale, called the College Salary Report, analyzed data from graduates of more than 2,500 schools. CNBC reports they looked at how much grads typically make early and midway through their careers. It found the highest-paying college major of 2019 is petroleum engineering. The median salary at the start of a career is more than $94,000. But this year, there was also a new category, most flexible majors, meaning majors that allow you to find a new career and income in the future. The research shows the most flexible major is business administration, followed by communication. All right. Thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about today's stories in today's show notes. Just look in your podcast app or click episodes on thenewsworthy.com to see all the links and sources. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.